In my previous episode, I mentioned a problem with side quests, and I want to revisit this and also revisit a previous episode in order to make things better for the game and for side quests going into the future. This is the MCOCME podcast, and I'm your host, Zach Rossi. If you guys have been kind of following any of my episodes, I had one a couple of weeks back about this monthly side quest that we have going on and how confusing and how just stupid and complicated it has become. And I don't know who's kind of, you know, constructing these side quests at the Kabam HQ there, but I'm going to say it again, just make them simple, make them more effective, make them more rewarding. And that's the other part that I want to get to here is rewarding. In my little coffee meetup that I had with my boy Elston, we were talking about side quests and the rewards that, you know, players can get from these things. And we had both mentioned that because we've been doing these side quests, we are sitting on like copious amounts of 6-star generic awakening gems, and we have no way to use them. Because if you have been playing the game, if you are progressing as a player, you kind of fall into this weird, I'm gonna call it like an ebb and flow of the game economy. And I've been kind of seeing it as I became a Valiant player last month, which is all of a sudden I'm starting to get, you know, higher rank up catalysts with ease. You know, 7-star shards become more attainable as, you know, I keep on playing. Whereas when I was Paragon, it was a little harder in order to get those resources at a very consistent frequency. But that's just kind of what happens. The minute you sort of move up into a different progression level, your rewards become more attainable and more accessible. With the side quests, if you play any of those, you do see that there are different tiers for completing different solo objectives and what you will get. And it seems like over the last, you know, year and a half, maybe, you know, even just a year, the top tier item that you get are generic awakening gems for 6-star champions. But here's the thing. With the introduction of 7-star champions, with all the new content that we've been getting, just the higher level difficulty of like the Necropolis and all sorts of different things, I feel like the side event rewards are kind of becoming outdated. And also, when you are sitting on like a dozen or more awakening gems, there should be a way for you to cash those in, not just for gold, but for something that you could use in your inventory or even just towards like, you know, crystals or whatever it is in order to make your roster stronger. Because look, me sitting on 15 awakening gems right now is not doing anything for my account. And here's the thing, it doesn't even make me have the motivation to want to play the incoming side event for next month, because if I'm just kind of, you know, if we're going off of the repeated pattern here, all I'm going to be receiving are just more awakening gems. And really, I don't need that. I mean, it'd be nice to get that for 7-stars, which I know will never happen in side events, but, you know, obviously, with whatever kind of special events, whatever kind of like, you know, Spring of Pain, Summer of Pain, whatever these, you know, guys and girls at Kabam, you know, plan on doing, it's going to become a, you know, a thing that way. But my big thing is this. I think that the side quests in general, we need to really just kind of like have a good hard look as a community and also as a, as developers at like what's going on, because look, it's really easy to kind of mail this thing in or not even do it at all. And also, you know, once you kind of get done doing the monthly, all you really have are the side quests. And if they are complicated, if they're not as rewarding as you think they're going to be, then, you know, why bother doing it? But also if there's, you know, probably other content that you are sitting on as well. But if you have done those, then what's the point? You're just going to be kind of waiting in vain until the next month comes around. But I think May is going to be a really exciting month with all sorts of different events going on, which will keep us busy. However, I just hope that the side questing reward system and the layouts become more fulfilling, because here's the thing. There's almost this kind of redundancy that is starting to happen in MCOC, especially with the monthly and with the side quest, which is like, okay, look, here's the monthly. Okay, let me go preview the notes. Oh, look, this is that science note where if I put a Power Sting on the opponent, they get a Petrify. Okay, cool. Let me bring in my Power Sting champions. Oh, the next quest. Oh, okay, that's the skill with
debuffs. Okay, let me bring in, like, you know, really good champions that either purify or inflict a lot of debuffs. Oh, cool. I just breezed through this thing in about 2 days. And then, oh, okay, there's the Paragon Gauntlet, blah, 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 yada, 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 done, done, done. So there you go. You've annihilated Thronebreaker. Oh, let me turn my attention to the side quest. Okay, let's see. In order to do this, it's, okay, I got to get one key that falls on the third day at the, okay, seventh hour. I got to log in at this time. Y equals MX plus B squared. Okay, I need to get three keys from this. I need to go duel this target. I got to go spend 5 units. I got to do, you see what I'm talking about? Like, it just gets really kind of stupid. Like, don't complicate it, okay? And that's the thing. That's the problem with what's going on right now with the monthly and the side quests, is that you can burn through the monthly that quickly, and then all of a sudden you're stuck on the side quest stuff, but that just becomes a whole freaking chore in order to get through. And then all you're really kind of getting after is, like I said, Awakening Gems. I think it'd be cool if there were side quests that maybe they kind of, like, rolled over into each other in a way where it's like, hey, listen, if you beat all this, okay, cool, you get this ticket. And this ticket will give you access to part two of this, you know, maybe 3 month side quest going on. But at the end of it, the rewards are, like, really unique depending on your current progression level. Or what they could do is, like, you know, it could benefit your account in terms of, like, maybe obtaining a specific champion. I don't really know. But that's just my, you know, 10 cents, because the two is always for free. But that's all I got up for today. Got my day off here in San Jose. Just going to kind of relax, take it easy, because this, you know, traveling can kind of wear on you. But yeah, let me know your thoughts and, you know, feelings and takes on the side quests and, you know, all that stuff going forward and the reward system. Maybe we can kind of, you know, get some changes going. But other than that, I'll talk to you all next time here on the MCOCME podcast.